From Noam, the Chamisha Mona, the Chacham shuts it up to say how much is this worth. It's worth Chamisha Mona, that's all. And now, like Shetobul Yetchem, they told us, like, when this lady comes to your hands, Hagabur Sashar, let her collect the rest of the money for Ksuba. So you see here, she was a Gerusha, and we believed her with a neder that we let her collect the rest of the money. So you see, we do not have to have a Shavua, it's enough to make a neder. And according to you, if you say a Gerusha is a lot of swear, we should have to have a swearing and nothing else. So my answer is, Omer Rav Ashi, Yahu get Yevam Hevi. That wasn't the case of a real Gerusha. There the case was, first she was an Amono. Her husband died. And it was a case of Yibum. There was a brother alive without children. So therefore there's a mitzvah Yibum here. Now the brother, instead of making Yibum, first went and gave her a get. Which Midrabbanan Asasar and the other brothers, that was the case over here. But when she wanted to collect the ksuba, the ksuba was upon her first husband. So this is called the case of an Amona here, therefore we believed her neder. But in the case of a real Gerusha, where the husband did not die when he gave her the get, but rather the husband was alive, and he gave her a get, in such a case, there we say she has to swear, and then we will not rely on the neder. Then we say we have to hear the swear of the shvua and not a neder. Now the Mishnah says, Hiskin Rav Gamliel hazok and shtein aderes. Rav Gamliel made a takana that when they stop swearing, that will rely on a neder. Omer Rav Huna, loishon ve'ela b'shalay nisa. This is only if she did not remarry yet. Again, we're talking about an amona. She became a widow, and then she wants to receive her ksuba. Now we're only talking about when do we let her make the neder if she did not remarry yet. But let's say she did remarry already, and now she wants to go and collect the ksuba from the first yisaimim, the first yisaimim, is ein madira noisa, we do not let her make this neder. Why not? Nisa's my time, what's the reason why if she already remarried, we do not let her tell us that she did not receive any money for the first ksuba yet, and we don't rely on this neder? Why the meifu lo bao? Because now that she has a husband, any nether she makes now, her husband could be made for that nether. But right here, it's a nether of inu nefesh. She's making a nether that she won't be able to eat any more fruits the rest of her life. So such a nether, the husband has a right to be made for it. So we're afraid, really she's lying. Really she did take some money for the ksuba already. But she's making a nether, why? Because she realized that her husband will be made for it. So Gemara, if so, that's the reason, Kila Nisus Nami, even if she did not remarry yet, but Lechimintzeva Meifalabal. But let's be afraid again, since she's coming to collect the ksuba now, she has in mind to remarry. So let's be afraid that later, when she does remarry, the husband then will be Meifal, will take away this neder that she made now. And we're not, and then the neder she says now means nothing. Like we're not afraid she'll lie, because she's not afraid of the neder. She knows that a new husband will take away the neder. So the husband has to hear about it. The first day the husband hears about it, he can be made for the nether. So maybe the first day the new husband hears about the nether, he'll be made for it. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha, because we hold, Ein habal meifa b'koidmin. A husband could only be made for the dorim that his wife made now after they're married. But a nether that she made already before, even though the husband first hears about this nether now after the marriage, still the husband cannot be made for that nether. We hold, Ein habal meifa b'koidmin. A husband has no right to be made for the neder that his wife made from before, only the dorm that she made after the chasana. For the Gemara though, but still, v'neichesh, why are we afraid by regular amona though? True, she didn't remarry yet. But let's be afraid, dilma ozul lagabi chocha mishorilo. Why aren't you afraid? The kashtagar now mishnah. How does Rabbi Gamliel make a takana to say about the amona after they can't swear? We let them make a neder. How do we rely on this neder? Like maybe really she did receive some money for the ksuba, and she's making the neder now that she won't be able to eat any more fruits, and she's not afraid about this neder. You know why? Because she'll go to a chacham tomorrow to be matter the neder. Like why aren't we afraid the chacham will be matter the neder? So Gemara says, "Kesav on this we hold that tzorach lafaret es a neder." You should know when any person goes to a chacham to be matter the neder, he holds what the Gamliel and the Mishnah hold that you have to say tzorach lafaret es a neder. He holds that you have to speak out to the Chacham and tell him exactly the neder that you made. Like, what was the whole purpose why you made it? Therefore, the Chacham hears that this lady made a neder because she wants to collect the ksuba from the Yisayimim and is going to hear that she's lying, then of course he won't be mad to the neder. So that's why the Mishnah says we rely on this neder, because she cannot go to a chacham to get a heter. That's what the first. That's what Rav Huna said. Now Rav Nachman Amar no, that afilo nisais, even if she's married already, she remarried, still we rely on the neder. For the Gemara Nisas, how could that be? If she remarried already, how could you rely on the neder she makes now? Vaday meifer lo baal? Why aren't we afraid that she'll tell it over to her husband and the husband will be meifer it for her? So she's lying to collect the ksuba now because she relies on her husband to take away this neder. So Gemara says no. Marinza de Majrinan lo barabin. In a case where we made her make this neder in front of 10 people. And if you make a neder in front of 10 people, then we hold this man the holds that the husband cannot be made for that neder. A neder that was made barabim is a strong neder. A husband cannot take it away. So therefore, we rely on the neder. This thing more says meisa we have a kasha. It says nisays goyvuk subasa im nodra. It says here that what if she remarried, she could still collect the first ksuba if she makes a neder. So my love doesn't mean to say Nodra has to, she makes a neder now. So you see, it's a kashtan of Rav Huna. You see, even though she remarried already, still we rely on the neder. So Mara says, Lord, that's not what the Braisa means. It means the Nodra Mikora. It means the case where she made a neder from before. If she made a neder from before she was remarried, then we rely on this neder, because the husband cannot be made for it. For the Gemara of Atanya, we learn clearly, though, that Nisais, Noideris Vagardik Subasa, even if she remarried, still she's allowed to make a neder and collect the ksuba. So you see clearly, not like Rav Huna, you see like the next law, like Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, true, Tanoi, Samacholikas Tanoim, in this halacha. The Ikulaman, the Yom, there is one time that it holds, Neder should have a rabbim, Yeshlo Yafora. That's the first shita, that no, that once she remarried, the husband has a right to be made for the neder. Even though the neder was made by rabbim in front of 10 people, so what? The husband can still take away the neder. Therefore, we can't rely on the neder anymore, because she's not afraid to lie, because she knows that her husband will take it away. But there was another time that holds, no, ain't lo hafara, no. So that's like Rav Nachman holds, that even though this Amona remarried, still we let her now make a neder barabim in front of 10 people, that she did not receive any money yet, and if she did, she's also to eat any fruit in the world, and then we believe her. Because there's no way the husband will be able to be made for that neder, take away the neder. Since we make her make the promise in front of 10 people, there's no hafar. E boilio. Now we start with a question. What's the locha? Sorach lafaretes haneder oy enet sorach. When a person goes to a chacham to be matter the neder, take off his neder, does he have to tell the chacham exactly how and where and when, how he made the neder, the exact neder, or he doesn't have to speak it all out? What's the machlokes? Rav Nachman Amar Ein Tzorach, he does not have to speak it out. Rav Papa Amar Tzorach, yes, he has to speak it out. What's the machlokes? Rav Nachman Amar Ein Tzorach, he does not have to speak it out. Diyar Mitzorach, as if he's going to tell me, yes, you have to speak out and explain to the Chacham exactly what the neder was. Zimnin, sometimes we're afraid, the guy is Lele Dibure. Sometimes you leave out some words. When you're telling over to the Chacham what happened, you're going to leave out some words by mistake. You'll leave out some part of the story, some part of the neder. And the Chacham, my Deshama Mefer, a Chacham does only matter exactly what he is. So we have to be afraid that if we're going to make him tell over the story, sometimes he'll leave out part of the story. And the Chacham is only matter exactly what he is. And for what he didn't hear, it's no good. So therefore, that far won't, the heter won't be good. So therefore, better we tell them, don't explain anything. The LRS, the LEM, you only have to say, Kach no dativ your satellite Paris min plaini. You don't have to say the whole story why. But Rav Papa says no, Tzorach, you have to speak out, explain the whole neder to the Chochan. Why? Mishamil said Yisura. Because we're afraid that maybe you're doing something Yisra, like here, the case of an Amona here. We're afraid maybe you made up from neder that you're not supposed to have a heter to. Whereas like Rashi says, the case the person says, I made a neder not to do an Avera, and if I do the Avera, I must eat these fruits. And now the person wants to do the Avera. So he wants to go to a Chacham to be matter the fruits. So of course, if a Chacham hears this, the Chacham will not be matterit for him. You want to be matter this neder in order to do an Avera, nothing doing won't be matterit for you. So therefore, in order that a person should not be able to get a simple heter, we made the loch, or is Tzorach Lefaret, that you have to tell the Chacham exactly what you did, the reason why, so that now he'll only be matarit if he's allowed to. And not if he's not allowed to. Tanan, we learned like this. As Alochom, Hanoi Senoshim Biaveiro, for Koyen marries a lady. That's also to him. Let's say he marries a Gerushom. So Alochom is possible. Midirabonon, we tell him this Koyen, he can't do the avoid in the base of Migdish. Even though Midiraisa, he's allowed to do the avoid, he doesn't become a cholu. He's living with the wife is also to him, but he doesn't become a cholu, he's allowed to do the avoidah. But the Rabbanim, we tell him he's posel. He can't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Achiyidur hano. Until first he makes a neder to us, telling us that his wife is also to him. That he can't have any enjoyment from his wife. In other words, he's going to give his wife a get. So then we let him do the avoid. Now, but Tony alone would earn on this, neder. Let's say the Chochem, the Kayin comes in front of us and he makes the neder. He makes the neder saying that he's going to be also to his wife. And I'll give her a get. Then he does the avoida. Yeridu megarish. Okay, we let him do the avoida. Then he's supposed to go down and give him the get. Yeah. Now, v'yarmad if you're going to tell me, ain't it tzarich lafarat es a neder? When somebody goes to a chacham to be matir his neder, he does not have to speak out exactly why he made the neder. If so, leichish. Let's be afraid of this kayin. Dilma also lagavi chacham v'shorilei. But this kohen will just go to the chacham and say, "Listen, I made a neder. I can't have enjoyment from my wife. I feel bad about it. I like my wife. I want to still be with her. Be matim me my neder." If he doesn't have to speak out and say the reason why he made a neder, so let's be afraid. Even though this kohen made a neder in front of Beis Din, like that, he will give a get to his wife, and that's why we let him do the avoida. The question is, how do we let him do the avoida? Maybe he'll go to a chacham soon to be matter the neder, and he won't give his wife a get. So the Gemara says, no, the madrin and labor.